I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I am one of your spectacular hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
I am the other of your spectacular hosts, Justin Porter.
I like that we've put on our radio voices today.
Oh, yes. As always, please follow us on all of the socials, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Share and Retweet.
Yeah, like, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends.
Tell your friends, that's a big one. Word of mouth.
Spread it around like a cold.
No, okay. All right, that's much better than where I thought that was going.
You're welcome.
So thank you. Thank you, Andy, for toning it down today.
Well, it's early.
As you all know, if you've been listening, we have a Share trivia and games night.
Yes, come on down. It's at DT's on the 20th of September. Penn's down at 7:30, but DT's is open from 4.
Yeah, you can stumble in at 4 o'clock and start just throwing them back. Just throw them back.
Yeah.
Lubricate your mind.
Not that we encourage binge drinking.
No, we do not. That's not what I'm saying. But
throw
if
back
you
a
want
Ribena.
To, throw back a water. Throw yeah. back a bunch of water.
Yeah.
If you
keep
want.
Keep yourself hydrated.
Yeah. You don't want to pass out during trivia.
I mean, that's the last thing you want because it's very exciting.
It's going to be so much fun.
Well, we have hundreds of dollars of prizes.
We do.
It's free to enter DTs.
That's right.
And then it's only $5 to play.
It's $5 to play. That's so inexpensive.
Yeah. And all proceeds go to Minus 18.
Which is a great charity. If you don't know about it, it's a charity that supports LGBTIQ youth.
Yep.
People that have been kicked out of their homes, don't have a support network,
yeah.
disadvantaged. It's just really great.
Youth across Australia.
Youth. Yeah. That being said, come down to DT's. It's going to be a lot of fun. Andy and I are hosting, obviously.
Yeah. And if you don't know anything about Cher, don't worry.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
The questions are Cher related and adjacent.
Mm.
And adjacent, you know, like Africa is adjacent to Europe.
Yep.
Adjacent.
Yeah, there's a distance sometimes
there
between the questions.
There is quite a distance, Andy. That's such a political way of saying it.
Thank you.
Well done.
It's a classic!
Okay, so we're actually going to start this week off with a classic.
Turning it back. Bringing it back.
Bring it on back. Turn back time.
Yep.
So on the 27th of May, 2017, so not a huge jump back in time. It's just a year. It's just last year.
Yeah, we've not taken the DeLorean for a big ride.
No. But, you know, it's not this week. So it's a classic. It's a classic.
Anything that is not this week is a classic.
That's a classic.
That's a classic.
That's how people define classics.
Yes.
Cars.
24-hour news cycle.
My 2017 Corolla is a classic.
It's an antique now. I mean, you look at like iPhones now, and anything that was made a month ago is a classic.
My iPhone is already a classic.
Mine has dust on it.
Well, you need to use it. Stop throwing it in a corner and forgetting about it. So on the 27th of May, 2017, Cher tweeted, "What does 'you need to get popped to' mean?" You need to get popped to. And it's a number two.
Yes.
What?
This is...
Where I would love more context.
Oh, just oh, my kingdom for more context, Justin. It's all I've ever wanted.
I would give my left and right arms for more context.
Can you imagine if this podcast focused on a Twitter account that had context?
We'd know what we were saying each week.
Yeah, there wouldn't need to be so much sifting.
Yeah, so much, dare I say, hypothesis.
I feel like I'm in the gold rush. And I've got to
constantly panning for gold. Constantly panning.
There is a lot of dirt that there's I've got to get through.
But I know there's gold somewhere.
Well, I was told.
And I've found some.
Oh, yeah, I found I
know
clues.
I know it's here. So I don't know. I don't know what this means.
You need to get popped to.
You need to get popped to.
To is what? It?
Well,
two is as well. You need to get popped as well.
I don't know.
You should get popped.
You need to get popped.
Has she watched what I call a young hip film?
Yeah.
And not a film about a nubile hip. I mean,
yes. Yeah, I know what you meant.
Has she watched a cool kids film?
Right.
A cool kids film. Yeah. Like the Twilight Saga.
I thought you were going to say, like, Step Up, Back to the Streets or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
You just got really excited about that.
I saw one of the Step Ups at the movies.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
That was back when I was a cool kid.
A cool kid.
I've noticed that I've started saying cool like an old person says cool.
Cool.
Cool. Like, I've put an extra O in. And three L's for some reason.
I say that when I'm being sarcastic.
Cool. I thought that's how you pronounce it.
No, maybe I've been saying it really sarcastically to you, and you've just started thinking that's how we say it now. That's the new pronunciation.
This is the way we say things now.
Hey, Andy, I'm going to teach you by example. What? Is what you're thinking.
Yeah, I just assume that I'm cool. Pavlov's dog, and you're training me
cool.
in a way.
Cool.
Cool.
There you go. Now you got it. No, okay, so you think she's seen a cool kids film?
Yes, like Step Up to the Streets.
Yep.
Or Step Up 3D.
Uh-huh.
Or Step Up 4.
One of
more?
The Step Up films. I got it. Move on. Get to your point.
And somebody has said, "You need to get popped."
Right, but what does that mean?
I don't know. I saw one of the steps.
Because to me, popped means shot.
Oh.
Like, you know, pop, you can eat a cap popped.
You can eat
in your
a cap?
Ass. No, you need a cap popped. I'm going to pop a cap in your ass. That type of thing.
I just realized how old and out of touch we sound. We're just these two old.
We are Cher right
we're
now.
We're just these
what
two old white guys going, "For me, it means put a cap in your ass."
So we don't know what popped means.
No.
But of course, the followers have chimed in.
Good. I was waiting for that.
And we got a few Cher crew people. Let's see what they say.
Well, the first one is from Lisa M, Cher crew, obviously, at Primo 2009. When someone says pop your cherry, it means losing your virginity. It's a slang term for popping the hymen during sex. I didn't read that reply before I read it out loud.
Yeah.
I should have.
Yeah. Yeah, look,
I didn't realize it was going there.
Is that what... I mean, yes, I understand the reference of popping your cherry, like your hymen gets popped, yeah. Et cetera, but I've never heard someone say, "You need to get popped," as in, you need to have sex. Is that a thing that people say?
Not good people. No.
Not responsible people. I mean,
I don't know.
Someone who says that is probably not your friend.
Yeah, no one has said to me, "Oh, you need to get popped."
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean if someone says it, it's necessarily mean.
But also, nobody has said, "Oh, you need to have sex" to me.
But also, you're saying it in a negative tone, right?
So you need to have sex.
Well, okay, all right, clown. What I mean is, listen to the difference, right? So there's like, you need to have sex because you're unbearable right now, right?
Right.
Versus.
That is, I know, I recognize that tone.
You need to have sex.
Oh, well, they're different.
Yes. That was the point. That was the whole point of the exercise, Andy. They're different. I'm not saying that that's a really great thing that people should say to
I don't think it's good. I don't like that.
I wouldn't like it if you said to me, you need to have sex.
No.
I'd be like,
well, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Back off.
Doing everything I can. So that's Lisa's theory.
Carolina Sharecrew at James K. Waters has responded, in 2017, it means a bullet. So there you go. Your assumption was not alone. You were not flying solo.
I was not alone on this. And I love that Carolina has specified in 2017, it means a bullet.
I don't know what other...
If you'd asked me in 2015, it would have been a different story.
That means losing your virginity.
Mm-hmm. But in 2017, Lisa...
We've changed the term.
We've changed it.
We've flipped it. We put our thing down, flipped it, and reversed it. Missy Elliott told us to.
And we are back to bullet. Because in 1994, it meant
it
bullet.
It was bullet then.
It became virginity, and now it's back
to
bullet.
We're back to bullet.
All right?
Everything comes around. Everything comes around.
Keep up with the times, Lisa.
It's time for another life cycle.
Switch it.
Regenerate.
But then, here's what I love, is that this turns into a dialogue between Carolina and Lisa.
Yeah.
Because the next thing from Carolina is, it scares me, Lisa, that someone might go after her. So now we've got people... Fearing
for Cher's safety.
Exactly. It's as if someone you loved was like, hey, what does I'm going to kill you mean? What does it mean when someone...
What does it mean when you get a letter that is just newspaper letters glued onto the paper? That says, you will die in 24 hours.
Yeah. Hey, what does it mean?
And then a picture of a clock.
What does it mean when you've watched a movie and then the phone rings and you hear a voice that says, you're going to die in 7 days? What does that mean? Does that mean something bad?
What does it mean when the TV isn't on and then the TV turns on and it's static and then a picture of a girl comes on screen and then she crawls out of the TV and walks across your lounge room? Do you go and get juice and just let her be?
Yeah. What does it mean when you're on a plane and everything like explodes and then you wake up and you're on that plane and then you get off because you're convinced the plane's going to explode and then the plane takes off and it explodes? What does that mean?
What does it mean when... What does it mean when your doll comes to life in the middle of the night because it's possessed by an ancient entity and it starts to kill you and your family?
What does it mean when you've performed an ancient ritual and everything starts floating? What does it mean when your daughter's head spins around and she vomits and then she starts crawling on the ceiling? What does that mean?
What does it mean when you go to a nunnery because a nun kills herself and then you discover that the whole convent is haunted by one evil nun and you have to get rid of it?
Yeah, what does that mean? What does it mean when you go on a space mission and... this weird creature attaches itself to your friend's face and he doesn't move, but then it just falls off and then he starts feeling sick at dinner. What does that mean?
He just excuses himself because he's got an upset tummy.
And then something explodes out of it and he's dead and your dinner's ruined. What does that mean?
What does it mean when a robot comes back from the future to warn you of the future apocalypse and then another robot comes back and chases you through the city and he keeps on turning into molten metal?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean when your name is John Connor? What does that mean? Oh my god. Okay.
So
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
It's a good question. It's a good question. So, rightfully so, Carolina is concerned for Cher's safety.
Yeah.
And Lisa replies, James, you are so right, which I was shocked by. I read this and I was surprised because I always thought it was Carolina Cher Crew as in the name, but I think maybe Carolina means they live in one of the Carolinas.
North or South?
One of the two. I don't know. Because the handle is at James K. Waters.
Mm.
For some reason, I was always reading this as a woman named Carolina.
Well, you were wrong.
I was wrong. I was totally wrong because Lisa chimes in and says, James, you are so right.
Mm.
So apparently they know each other and Lisa knows that's
apparently
James.
Apparently they know each other. What a long bow to draw.
Look, I assume all of the Cher crew know each other.
This is true. They all hang out at a cocktail party once a year.
They all hang out in a tweet thread.
That's true.
We've seen it.
We've been to the hornet's nest.
We have found the nest. And she continues, James, you are so right. I wish Cher would answer my question in the context it was sent to her. This makes me very nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rightfully so. But I think that's really fun. I'll never know. Unless I talk to Cher, I'll never know what she was talking about or the context.
I hope she's okay.
I think she'll be fine.
It's a new Cher tweet.
I'm going to dive straight in. On the 8th of the 9th, 2018, Cher has tweeted, Dancing Queen is number one pre-order on iTunes. Ghost emoji, cake emoji, American flag emoji. I'm 72 and can do a 5-min plank. Follow this, you bitches.
Wow.
She's
amped.
She is on. She has had a Red Bull. A rouge bull.
She's just come back from the gym and she's like roid rage right now.
Is what I see.
She's roid raging.
Oh, I'm number one.
She's excited. She's number one pre-order, which is great.
She's just figured out she can do a 5-minute plank.
And,
she's come back from the gym.
It's so tangential.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing Queen is number one. Also, I'm 72 and can do a 5-minute plank.
Heads up. Follow this, bitches.
Follow this, you bitches.
I love how aggressive it is.
It's great. Follow this, you bitches is in quotes.
Well, she said it on stage once.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
tell me the story.
Oh, she was in Vegas and she was having a whinge about all of the new and up and coming pop stars like Britney and I think Kesha maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
And just literally just turned around, like did this like massive song and then just went, follow this, you bitches.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So now she's quoting herself.
She's quoting herself, yes.
I love it.
She had a great line and just went, I'm going to use that.
But I am going to quote it. I'm going to quote the source. I'm not going to pretend I'm just coming up with this now. I am going to quote it.
I am the source.
I am the source.
I am my own source.
But I'm still going to quote it because it's proper.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And also, she's 72 and can do a 5-minute plank.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I can't do a 5-minute plank.
I can do a 40-second plank.
Well, that's still not a five-minute plank.
No, it's not.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Well
Planks
done.
Are difficult.
Yeah.
I'm inspired to be able to do a 5-minute plank.
Well, if Cher can do it. If Cher can do it.
If Cher can do it, I can surely do it.
Sure.
I can do all the things Cher can do, including release an album. You know what? I'm going to release an album. Did she just drop a single?
I'm going to drop a single on the ground, maybe.
But I'll drop it.
But I'll drop it. Drop Release an album? Sure.
Here we go.
It's out.
Get me a studio.
I'm here.
Let's turn this podcast into a recording studio.
Here we go again.
That's Here We Go Again by Andy and the Scourge.
Andy and the Scourge.
I want that to be your band name. Andy and the Scourge.
I'm involved.
I would totally stream that.
Do you want to be on drums?
Yeah.
Can you play drums? That's just a table.
Yeah, I was hitting a bunch of ants. There's ants all over the place.
Well, you've this spilled studio's so infested. Much. It's not good.
Mm-mm.
So this is one of my favorite things that has happened, is that there's a little conversation that's gone on underneath this. PA Progressive has tweeted back, "Damn, I wish I had iTunes, but I've got an Android phone and cannot access it. But I bet it's great." Oh.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And then...
Yeah. Also, Apple Music is available on Android.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. It is available.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's an app for Android.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
All yeah. right. I just wanted to
no.
get some reaffirmation.
No, fair enough. Yeah. You're right Justin, you're right to question.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear from anyone.
Because I questioned. Mm. And I don't know a lot about technology.
No, you don't.
Some would argue anything at all.
Some would argue you know negative information about technology.
Which is breathtaking.
It's hard to do.
I'll say that. I barely know how doors work.
You take information away from other people. That's how little you know.
Yeah, I'm like a black hole.
You are an information sponge about technology.
Yeah, but it doesn't go anywhere.
No.
I don't use it.
Nowhere.
It just goes straight in the bin.
Yeah.
Take the knowledge, put it in the bin.
Siphon it out into space.
Yeah. Space junk now.
This is space information now. Goodbye. I'm going back into my realm.
I love that that's the sound as I traverse back into my realm.
Yeah. Just like sucked into nothing. You know, X-Men 2, when he's teleporting?
Yeah.
That's what you look like.
I just disappear and then just reappear at a gay bar.
Yeah.
With gin and tonic in hand.
With a different skin on. Just in a different age. You're just transporting through time.
I'm like, have you seen Jumper?
Yes.
It's like, I'm like that, but through time as well. Anyway. So, PA Progressive, damn, I wish I had iTunes, but I've got an Android phone and cannot access it, but I bet it's great. Connor.
Yeah, so Connor replies.
You've got way more options than just iTunes to listen / buy, and then has actually added a link to all of the different options.
Mm-hmm. Very extensive, Connor.
You've done well.
Yeah, you are what I would call a good Samaritan.
A good person, a good human.
You failed to say, though, that Apple Music is available on Android, was the main concern that PA Progressive was voicing.
Yeah, but...
But you have provided all these other options.
And then he said, thanks, I found it on Google Play Music. That's adorable. Well, I'm glad that things worked out for you, PA Progressive.
I'm so glad.
Follow the follower.
So we're going to do a special follow the follower this week.
It's a very special follow the follower. It's a triple threat follow the follower.
That's right. We're going to check in with three of the followers that we have followed. Because I want to see what they're up to. I want to make sure that they're okay.
Because, you know, we heard about them in previous episodes. And since then, it's, you know, these people have done what? Where are they? What have they done? What are they up to?
Who are they now?
Who are they now?
Have they changed their hair?
Have they changed their name? Are they on Twitter anymore?
Ooh.
Yes, they are.
They are. They're still on Twitter. That's why we're checking in on them. So the first one that I would like to check in on, and this is... Look, we're checking in on Sharicon.
Yes, we are.
We're checking in on Sharicon. She probably doesn't need to be checked in on.
She doesn't need to be checked in on because she is very active. We know We know what's happening with her because we see responses every week to everything that Cher posts.
Yes.
But you don't know what's going on with Cher Corn. And that's where we've failed you. That's where we can now.
That's where we've really dropped the ball.
We can rectify that, though, right now.
So Cher Corn has responded to the Dancing Queen tweet. Mm-hmm. And she's responded. Has she responded on topic? No.
Not so much.
She has not. She sent a picture and said, "My beautiful rat, Scounge, isn't doing well. Cry face. Could you wish him some luck? He needs a miracle. I'm heartbroken." And then a picture of her sick rat.
Yes. Now, this is actually very heartbreaking.
This is because
anyone who has a pet, whether or not you like rats and whether or not you feel like that's a questionable pet, the point is it's Cher Corn's pet.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Your pets are like your babies.
Yes.
And her pet's really sick. We don't know what's going on. She's heartbroken. She's just looking for some help. It's so sweet and it's actually very sad. She's got this like close-up picture and it's... The rat is kind of lying down and his eyes are closed and he doesn't look well.
No.
And it's really sad.
It is sad. Some love was sent. And unfortunately, Cher Corn tweeted, "Thank you so much. Sadly, he passed away today."
Oh, no.
Turns out, just like reading a bit further, turns out the doctor wasn't sure what was wrong with it. Gave him some antibiotics, but he just didn't make it. So I would like to say I'm sending Cher Corn a big hug.
Yeah,
and I hope she's okay.
We're both sending hugs. Cher Corn, if you are hearing this, we're really sorry for your loss because that is awful. No matter who you are or what your pet is, it's a family member.
Yeah.
You've lost a family member, and that's really sad. She has this message here that says, "At Cher, my rats aren't just pets. They help me through loneliness, anxiety, and stress. I don't want to lose my beautiful scrounge." And then a cry emoji and three heartbroken emojis. That's so sad. Let's move on to another follower that we haven't heard from in a while. And that is one of my favorites, Honeyglow.
Oh, Honeyglow.
As you remember, Honeyglow loves books, nature, music, mountains, writing, drawing, singing, photography. Rocky Mountains is her home. Adore hummingbirds, moose, and God and Jesus. It's a lot
it's of a likes. A it's lot, a lot of things.
A lot of things.
And there's a lot of balls you've got in the air, Honeyglow.
Honeyglow has continued her moose fascination.
Thank God.
It hasn't stopped. For anyone who was wondering, she is still in love with moose. And she's got some amazing moose posts. There's this one that she's pinned that's a retweet from someone named Elaine.
Yep.
At _3littlebirds. And it says, "Munch, munch, made a new friend. We booped. I told you not to bark at my friends." It's a dog and a moose interacting with each other.
Aww.
It's just her dog. It's not Honeyglow's. It's something she pinned. But Honeyglow has said...
It's not Honeyglow's.
It's not Honeyglow's dog. Let's just be clear. It's Elaine's dog.
Could it be Honeyglow's moose?
It could be one of Honeyglow's many moose.
One of the many meese that she controls.
They're not
controls.
Meese. Moose and moose are singular and plural
no,
at the same time.
No, I want to call them meese.
Well, that's a just incorrect pronunciation.
Look at this
mice.
Flock of meese.
No. All right, we're moving on. So Honeyglow has said, "Oh, how blessed you are to have this happening at home. Incredible for those two to be that close. Dog and moose." She is adorable.
Dog and moose.
Oh. She's so excited about moose.
How excited is she about hummingbirds?
You know, I've yet to see hummingbirds.
No update on the hummingbird front.
No, there is, however, a retweet on September 6th about Jesus. So,
oh, that's a first.
Jesus has finally made an appearance on Honeyglow's page.
Great, good.
From what I've seen.
This is a first.
It is a first. But my favorite thing from Honeyglow
yes.
that I've found is a retweet that she posted from a Twitter account called The Deplorable Choir.
Oh my God, yes, this.
At Deplorable Choir. So you know the Westboro Baptist Church, how they did those songs that they took a Lady Gaga song and they made it this really anti-Lady Gaga, this really offensive song? This isn't quite that, but it's similar to me.
Oh, good.
So they've taken Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Correct.
And they've made it a song about Melania Trump and how great she is.
Oh, wow.
So the tweet is, wrote this because we think we have the classiest, sassiest, and most beautiful First Lady. She is beautiful.
Yep.
I don't know how sassy she is.
I've never been in a room with her.
I've never heard her speak.
I've never...
Does Trump allow her to speak?
No.
In this song, they've got Make America Great Again caps on, all three of them.
Oh, of course they do.
And they are singing this song about how great Melania Trump is. And not just how great she is, which she actually might be great. I actually don't know much about her.
Yep.
But saying how Michelle Obama pales in comparison to her.
Oh.
And that's where I get upset.
Yeah.
Because Michelle Obama... was actually amazing.
She was perfection.
She was great. If you want to talk about a classy lady,
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Can we listen to a clip of that song?
We absolutely can, Andy.
Hey there, Melania. I'm really, really sorry. All the liberals don't like winning all. The fact that you're so pretty makes them blue. Michelle just didn't shine as bright as you.
That's enough.
That's enough. They actually not bad singers.
I disagree. I have blood coming out of my ears.
Well, that's just because you know who they are.
That's true. And also, I've been universe jumping for the past 20 minutes.
Yeah. And that'll do some damage to your brain.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I just think that's fine. I don't know if Honeyglow really likes them or if she's just... Because that's something I would retweet, but I would say like... No.
Yeah, I don't think Honeyglow likes them.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I wonder, because she's retweeted a few of their things.
Oh.
So I feel like Honeyglow likes them, which unfortunately takes Honeyglow down a little bit in my book.
In my book, too.
The moose doesn't quite make up for it, but I still like you, Honeyglow.
You know who is always up in my book?
Who is that?
Jackie McGee.
I love Jackie McGee. I was really hoping you were going to say that, Andy.
Jackie McGee is probably my favorite person in the world.
And Jackie McGee, can I just say, has the cutest Twitter profile picture.
Oh, she's adorable. Go and follow Jackie McGee at JackieMM76. I adore her. One of her tweets on June 16th was, being retired is nice, but I miss talking to people. I need involvement. Ugh.
Oh my God. I just want to hug you, Jackie. I just want to hug you and have... Can we call her? Can we just call Jackie McGee and get her on the show and talk to her?
I also love that Jackie calls it like she sees it. Mm-hmm. She knows. She's a retiree. She knows some stuff. Mm-hmm. Animal Farm... tweeted a picture, it said newborn elephant, and then heart eyes emoji, and then a picture of a
very slimy,
very looking... slimy small elephant in a person, people's hands.
Now, I'll say, looking at this picture, I don't know much about it, but I'm like, well, the elephant doesn't look very alert to me.
No. And Justin, you're not the only person that's picked up on that.
Interesting.
Jackie McGee. Swoops in with a dab of information, and then information is not a newborn elephant, a miscarriage elephant.
Brutal. Jackie,
that is
calling it
the best shutdown.
That is a truth bomb if I've ever heard
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And she just walks out of the room. Mic drop. I'm out.
Yeah, she walked in. Oh, no, that's incorrect. And then just laid that down and then left.
Wow.
It's a lot to take in.
So Jackie's been out there just keeping the internet real. Just for anyone wondering, she's been out there. She's
just keeping it real.
She's just keeping it real. She's correcting all the BS that she sees online.
Yeah.
She's not going to let people get away with showing pictures of dead elephants and saying, oh, how cute this newborn elephant is.
You know what? Cher should have tweeted directly to Jackie McGee when she was like, what does getting popped to mean?
Yeah.
Because Jackie would have had an straight answer.
Look, I've done the research.
Here's your truth bomb.
Here's what it is in 2017, for real.
It means you're going to get shot.
Definitely, we're back to that.
You're going to get popped on a piece of paper?
How did you get it? Jackie McGee actually would have said, what's the context?
Yeah.
I'm going to need some context because it can mean any different thing. If it's said like this, it means these two different things.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, other followers just jump in and presume to know
how
that they understand exactly the context.
That's why I love you, Jackie McGee.
Jackie McGee, we love you so much.
So much.
And that's all the time we have for today.
It is.
Please follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
Yep. Tell all of your friends about the podcast. Rate, review us. And don't forget to pop on down to DT's on the 20th of September. Doors are open from 4. Trivia and games start at 7:30.
Lots of prizes, lots of fun.
So much fun.
Even if you don't know a ton about Share, I mean, just Google some Share.
Just Google some Share.
Trust us and
guess
Google.
What we did.
Guess how we made the questions.
There are some questions that I adore. Absolutely love.
There are some questions that are one of my favorite things of all time. And I cannot...
Ever and always.
I cannot wait to announce them.
Oh, it's going to be such a good time. So do that. I've been one of your hosts, Andy Ballot.
I've been your other host, Justin Porter. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.